Hello everyone, my name is Babur Khan and I am a PhD researcher at Technical University of Darmstadt, Germany. My topic for FOSTEM 2021 is hardware-aided trusted computing in high-level synthesis for FPGAs. This is just a brief background of my academic and industrial role and my research interests. I do research in reconfigurable computing. I like working on compilers and domain-specific languages, and applications are mostly embedded systems. Outline. Yes, I have categorized my talk into five parts. The first being introduction, second being the high levels, second introduction to high level synthesis. Then third and fourth part are the use cases which I have basically been using for this talk, and the fifth part, conclusion and next steps. These use cases basically are also a work in progress. There are some results, and that's why it was I thought it's a good idea to share with the community. Introduction. I think this is a good picture which sets the stage for the talk. It implies the importance of trusted computing in FPGA domain. Even in normal cars nowadays, in normal airplanes, you see a lot of FPGAs being used. So I thought this is a good picture to basically summarize the significance of the topic, and as well the topic for the hardware community as well. Tale of two FPGA platforms. So when you're doing research in FPGA domain, you come across a lot of microarchitectures and platform. But fundamentally, FPGAs have two platforms. First being when FPGA accelerator is acting as a coprocessor. Second being when FPGA are as acting as programmable system on chip. Normally you come across the device like Zynq, which have this programmable logic part, which is interacting with the ARM processor called hard processor, which has this ARM trust zone, Cortex processor, mostly yes. And then you have this optional micro blaze processor, a soft processor built from logic slices. And this is the first platform where you have this FPGA interacting with the x86 processor. In this case, okay, it's mostly it's a coprocessor, but it can be a first-class citizen, which means it can be a compute node on itself as well. But mostly when we say FPGA as a coprocessor, it's a second-class citizen because it's not a compute unit on itself. Compute unit. Security threats in FPGA. A community developed list of software hardware weakness types. You have the side channel attacks, fault attacks. For example, hardware accelerators can be exploited to launch software based attacks, even if it's not possible to implement a different functionality, as is done by exploiting buffer overflow and code injection here. One can also manipulate input values, either configuration parameters or memory values, to exploit design errors. And then when we talk about